speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Our World with Mary Toko. I am Jody Barnett, co-host of the show today. Mary is away on a medical business trip today, so I am filling in for her today. Again, I'm Jody Barnett with Harvested Health, and for those of you that don't remember who I am a natural health consultant. I own Harvested Health and do wonderful phone consulting with you to help you get your health back on track using natural means and methods. You can reach me on Facebook at Harvested Health if you're interested. Today, I'd like to thank all of our loyal listeners who are returning to hear today's show and welcome any new listeners to reacquaint you. We talk about natural aspects, anything that you can do in your environment. We just kind of try and help everybody to heal using different methods. And today on our show, our guest speaker is going to be Regina Cates. Regina is here today to share a bit of her heart with the listeners. Regina Cates is a spiritual teacher, a transformational author, and a positivity junkie. She has inspired hundreds of thousands of people to live lives of limitless possibility through her Los Angeles-based company called Romancing Your Soul. Regina guides people to lead with their hearts. And we're here to talk today because Regina has published her first book, and it is titled Lead With Your Heart, Creating a Life of Love, Compassion, and Purpose. And Regina's book has had some wonderful reviews. I want to take a minute to share with you some of those reviews to give you some insight into the different perspective that her book is offering to the hearts of those that are reading it. One of the reviews says that if I were to share one life lesson, it would be to lead with your heart, exactly as Regina Cates teaches us in her beautiful book. Cates gives us the keys to creating a joyful life. Find your connection with heart and reclaim the wonder of who you really are. What a magnificent mix of inspiration, wisdom, and humility this book is. That was by Travis Smiley, PBS broadcaster, author, and philanthropist. Another good review was by Marcy Shimnoff, number one New York Times best-selling author of Happy for No Reason and Love for No Reason. Regina Cates has done a huge service by lighting the path for us to reconnect with our hearts. Cates has made the journey herself, and each chapter resounds with her painful, all-too-human experience. Easy to read, yet filled with wisdom that will penetrate your heart, this book puts the power back in your hands. It's a must-have. Lead with your heart. Cates provides factual evidence that the heart is a wise spiritual organ and beats in rhythm to the true to oneself in a most noble way. Living a heart-centered life. That was by Michael Bernard Beckwith, founder of the Agape Spiritual Center and author of Life Visioning. There's many more reviews that have been put out on her book, and it would appear that this book has been very encouraging and helping many others in learning to begin to steer their decisions in their lives based on the clarity that can come from leading within towards stronger, greater love and even wisdom. So that's kind of the topic we're going to be touching on today. And Regina's website, I want to throw that out there for you right away, is www.romancingyoursoul.com. And her book can also be purchased through Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon. It's also available on Kindle, so you can check out both of those websites if you're interested in purchasing her book. Excuse me. I want to welcome Regina to the show and thank her for taking time out of her very busy schedule right now to join the listeners today. And we'll be taking a break really soon, so, but when we return back from that break, I'd like to give you the opportunity, Regina, to tell our listeners what was the transformational aspect that was at work in your life that prompted you to put your book and your business together. So I do want to say welcome, Regina. Are you there with us?
I am, Jody. Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
We are real excited to have you today. I think we're going to touch bases today on some really good issues, sound issues that I think, you know, a lot of people out there are wanting to know. You know, they're feeling lost, you know, and I think that learning to lead your life from your heart, and kind of sometimes it's necessary maybe for us to get out of our heads, because, you know, our heads are constantly, our thought process and so forth guides us in so many ways, and yet we're at struggle within ourselves. Our heart tells us one thing and our head says something different. So I'm real encouraged and excited to be able to bring this topic to our listeners and see, you know, where their hearts are going to lead them afterwards. So I am very, very excited about being able to cover this.
Sounds good. Let's rock and roll.
I think we still have a couple of minutes before we go to break. But this topic, we can touch a little bit before we break. You know, what prompted you in your life to feel that you needed to put this book together?
You know, Jody, it was a combination of things. It was a combination of life just sucking and feeling like a victim and, you know, feeling totally out of control. And what happened for me is that I took charge of my life, and then putting these steps on paper of how I actually transformed my life from being egocentric and blaming and victimized to how I became a powerful person who now can help other people just through sharing my own heart and my own experiences.
Okay. And, you know, I think that every one of us out there can kind of relate to that on many levels, to where at some point in our lives we've felt hard done by and, you know, we've felt like a victim. Like, you know, so many things were out of our control, from our personal lives to something, you know, with our job. You know, I mean, it just fits in all areas.
Sure, absolutely. And the person that we can, we'll talk about this, but the main focus behind my work is letting folks know that we are the ones with the power over our own lives. We really are the ones that can make the life that we truly want when we understand we're the ones responsible for our thoughts, our words, our actions, and everything that we put out into life.
You know, that is so true, and I think we need to be reminded of that, that, yeah, we do have that element of control over. You know, we can't always change circumstances, but we certainly have personal control in how we respond to those circumstances.
Absolutely. And we also have, there's a difference, Jody, in between reacting, which is from ego, and responding. And I think that for me, many years, I reacted. And when we react, we're not conscious. We're not thinking from our heart. We're thinking from that egocentric head. You know, one of the things that I share and we'll probably talk about today is that our mind has a mind of its own. And having that particular aha and that revelation will really transform our lives forever, because our mind doesn't feel, our mind doesn't care, our mind is not where empathy is or understanding or cooperation or any of the other values of love. So it is only with our heart that we can create the best life possible, using our mind as the beautiful tool it was meant to be for our soul, our heart, so to speak.
Wow, that was wonderfully put. I have to say, that was put very, very nicely. For some people, that's scary. I think, you know, there's guidelines or people like to feel that they have those barriers. They like to use that element of blame so that they don't have to take responsibility. I think sometimes for when something doesn't go right, they're afraid to kind of put themselves out there in case it fails. But, you know, I'm kind of a firm believer that, you know, failure doesn't mean that you really ruined what you were trying. It just means you've got to try a different way to achieve your objective.
Well, yeah, and any time, we'll talk about this in just a little while.
Okay, we'll be back. Stay tuned, folks.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back. Once again, we want to thank our guest speaker today, who is Regina Cates, author of Lead With Your Heart, her newly published book. And again, it seems to really be making a difference in the lives of people that are reading this book. Again, Regina's business, Romancing Your Soul, is based out of Los Angeles, and you can reach her on her website, romancingyoursoul.com. Regina, welcome. And before the break, you know, we had talked about that, you know, your life had taken some twists and turns, and to put it the way you did, you said your life just kind of was sucking at the time, and you wanted to do something different, and you found tools and ways to really start to change your life over and realize that you had control. Now, one of the aspects that I want to touch base on is I know that you talk about the aspect of love and what it represents in your book. And, you know, from an inner emotional level, according to your experience and what you've put in your book, what do you believe the very aspect of love is supposed to represent in somebody's life?
Well, I think for all of us, Jody, it's pretty much the same, and that is that love is caring and love is affection. But how we express that caring and affection is what's most important, because I can say I love you, but how is it that you know that I love you? You know, words are cheap. a lot of people told me that they loved me, but then they treated me badly. So I think that when we wrap our heart around the idea that love is actually action, and how we express and receive love is through tangible behaviors. And in the book, I list 26 of those, everything from acceptance to cooperation to loyalty to honesty, forgiveness, all of these actions. These are the ways that we love ourselves and love others. And this is how we are able to move from that fearful, I can't do it, I don't have a clue how I'm going to, what I'm going to be if I quit smoking or if I quit, you know, ego boxing with people, or if I really strive to live my best life, you know, how is it that I'm going to actually move myself past the fear and past the mind that says you can't do it, or it's too hard, or you've tried before and failed? Well, it's through the process of self-love, and that is that we are patient with ourselves to make ourselves take the actions that necessary in order to affect change within our life. And we also are firm with ourselves in that love and respect that we have to make ourselves do things in order to change our lives from sucking to a life of pleasure. Because, you know, my life has shifted 180 degrees. Once I faced all of those fears and faced that mind that told me I couldn't do it, my life really has transformed. And that's the way each of us does it, through loving ourselves, through tangible action.
Right. And I know that, you know, from a definition of love, it really does seem to be that, you know, love is expressed, you know, like if you take the relationship between, say, a parent and a child, okay, it seems to be so much different than that between, say, marital partners. You know, our children don't always say the nicest of things to us. They don't always treat their parents with, you know, total love and respect. Yet we're capable of loving them with that total unconditional love. Our heart always reaches out to our children. We don't stay mad at them. We don't disown them. We don't trade them in for a new model, you know, but it doesn't seem to work that way between, you know, adult people, married couples. There's a distinct difference for so many people when it comes to their definition and expression of love. Would you agree with me?
Well, I think that what has happened, Jody, is that we have been taught what love is by people who don't know, or by an industry such as the movies and entertainment that tells us that it's sex, that tells us that it is control. So I think that one of the jobs that I have and one of the things that I do throughout the world is really address what love is. And if we teach our children that love is being patient with themselves, then they will learn how to be patient people so that they can be patient with others. When we teach our children to accept themselves as they are, instead of trying to form and mold them into little mini-me's, then we really will be able to instill in our children the importance of, when you love someone, you accept them as they are. Not necessarily abuse and mistreatment. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about accepting people for all the wonderful things that they are, and also tolerating it when they're not perfect, because none of us will be. So for me, the fundamental place that each of us has to start on this journey of really creating the best life possible, which we say we want, by the way, Jody, we say we want this for our children. So yes. How do we do it? We start with love.
Okay. Well, and you pointed out earlier in the conversation, and I want to kind of touch on that a little bit too, that it's vital, you know, that we have to love ourselves first in order to be able to love others as well. So, and, you know, and I know there's a lot of people sitting out there thinking probably, well, I love myself. Of course I love myself, you know. So why don't, could you give some examples of what loving yourself first is supposed to look like from that emotional context?
Sure. You know, there's a lot of folks, and I was one of those people, Jody, that thought that I loved everybody else, but I really didn't because I didn't know how to love myself. And unless we have it within to give, it's a fallacy that we can give it to someone else. Let's just take patience as an example. If I am going to be patient with myself, then I have to actually keep myself patient. Once I'm patient with me, then when my child is screaming or my spouse is screaming or we having these difficulties, which we do in all relationships, then I can be a patient person. That means that when I am loving myself, then I'm able to actually give those behaviors of love to someone else. I think this is critical for us to understand, Jody, because so often we just think, well, I'm just going to love you unconditionally. But unless you really think about what that means, then we really don't know how to take the actions necessary to remain accepting and understanding and forgiving and loving. You know, regardless if it's with our child or the person in the supermarket or our spouse.
I would have to agree with you. It is a real problem. I believe that even when we talk about that unconditional love, that, you know, genuine and authentic love and emotion, you know, doesn't, you know, toss out lies to cover up issues, doesn't seek to manipulate somebody else for their own gains. It's, you know, when breach of trust has occurred, you know, there's so many things that fall into that category of, you know, having to love yourself and not judge at the same time. I think that's kind of a fine line when it comes to relationships with other people.
Well, and also there's another perspective which I talk about in the book, and that is that evaluation of heart, soul is much different than judgment. Judgment comes from ego. Remember, our mind doesn't feel. So it's easy for our mind to jump to the place of judgment of ourselves and others, but we're not feeling that emotional connection to either ourselves or somebody else. I can judge myself as fat, or I can judge someone else as being rude or whatever. But if you really think about it, and this is what I'm asking folks to do, how does that help you in the relationship? If you evaluate based upon just looking at the behavior for what it is, then it really puts it more back into the heart space, not that you're going to fix it, but that you can empathize that these folks have not learned what honesty is. They have not learned what loyalty is. They have not learned what patience is. You know, I was there at one time, too, and that kind of disloyal and impatient behavior does impact other people. So it all comes back to what you and I have control over, and that's us. That's the only person we have control over.
Absolutely.
It really is truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with you there. You can't control other people, but you can control how you respond. So now, in your book, you also touch basis on what you feel is the most important.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show, Healing Our World with Mary Toko, and I am Jody Barnett with Harvested Health. I am co-hosting the show today. Regina is a new author, and we are talking about her book and some of the aspects in her book, and she's really touching on some wonderful ideas that are helpful to try and get us to make some changes in our lives and kind of give us back the power to ourselves. And Regina, you know, let's talk a little bit about boundaries in relationships, where people need to set up boundaries to keep that relationship healthy.
Well, yeah, because all relationships, every single one, is based upon the clear understanding of what is acceptable behavior and what is not. And for a lot of us who have been abused, who have been misused, who have been sexually violated and things like that when we were children, we do not realize that we can say no. We do not realize that we can actually move through life by defining what is acceptable behavior. And as adults, this is one of the areas that we have to do, because too often, if we have been abused and used, we will move from relationship to relationship, continuing to allow this to occur. So boundaries are really wonderful because they bring a different level of awareness to the situation than what created it. You know, many people I work with have drug-addicted children, and yet they're doing everything possible they can for the child, but they're still paying all of the bills, and they're, you know, taking care of the car insurance and everything else. And what happens in this particular circumstance, Jody, just like any of the others, is that what the parents are actually doing is enabling that child to continue the behavior. Pretty much when anybody says no and takes those credit cards and takes that other, then the child, in every circumstance that I've been exposed to personally, I can't speak for everyone, but everyone that I've been exposed to personally, Jody, the child says, okay, what am I doing? So we bring a new level of awareness by setting boundaries.
Oh, absolutely. It does create a more healthier environment for all that's involved when you're trying to work something like that out. And, you know, so then, you know, we all have to ask ourselves some hard questions to lead ourselves towards true healing in our emotional lives. And you talk about that in your book as well. So what sort of hard questions do people need to be asking themselves? I mean, what do they need to be focusing on? Where would you start with something like that?
Well, I think for me and for any of us, we really just need to understand and become aware of not only our behaviors, but our attitudes about things, our beliefs, all sorts of different things. You know, do we realize that a culture of violence is created by a culture of violence?
You know? Oh, absolutely.
We're not going to make any changes to our world unless we make changes to ourselves personally, and that's what really I think a lot of us are understanding. So what is it that I allow myself to be exposed to? Is it negative? Is it violent? Is it condoning violence? You know, it's fascinating because advertisers are trying to sell us whatever they're trying to sell us. They don't have a moral obligation, as you can tell from watching almost any commercial on television or listening to anything. They don't have a moral obligation about the impact of their fear mongering, I guess you might want to say. So
Oh, absolutely. You
and I have the responsibility, if we want to lead with the higher, wiser part of us, which is the part that creates the best life, to really ask ourselves hard questions. Am I really an honest person? What does honest mean? If I tell little white lies, then I'm going to justify telling bigger lies. I want to tell you that everything that is in my book and everything that I share is about the personal journey and the personal relationship that we establish with who we are. And it's about being the best person that we can possibly be, because here's the thing. When we are the best person we could possibly be, we create the best life that we possibly can. We're happy. We're content. We're fulfilled. When we are happy, content, and fulfilled, we raise happy, content, and fulfilled and responsible children. So anything that we're seeing today, violence, bullying, you know, any of these things that we feel are horrible problems, are really a wake-up call for us to see what we can do individually differently so that we can change ourselves, so that our world changes. That's the power that each of us has.
Yeah, that is a very profound, powerful statement, and it makes sense. It really makes sense.
Well, Jenny, let me say something about that real quick. You know what's interesting about this book? You know, I spent 10 years writing it. It's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is common sense.
And yet in the thick of life, you know, common sense is the first thing sometimes to take wings on us. You know, that's where our mind gets in the way a lot of times, trying to think on our feet. And I know that a lot of people get emotionally crippled in their lives. You know, they end up with a lot of fear factors that are set in place. And, you know, and then when we're fearful about something, it causes confusion. You know, it makes it hard for people to figure out what choices and decisions that they need to make. Sometimes it cripples them even on the simplest decisions, you know, working its way all the way up to those great big life-changing decisions, you know. And so do you talk about any of that in your book, on how people can kind of get on top of some of their fears that keep them stuck, and how they overcome some of those fears? How do they begin to address overcoming some of those fears in their lives?
Well, I think we need to overcome every single fear that we have. And the first thing we need to do is identify them, because whenever we're living from fear, we're not living from the rational heart part of ourselves. You know, again, our mind does not think. Our mind houses that fear. You know, other people are bad. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. All of these other things that were pushed at us 24 hours a day is just not real. But it does develop fear. It does, and fear, a life of fear develops depression and all sorts of other things. And it's because we are disconnected from the wiser part of ourselves that says, wait a minute, who's saying all of these things? So in the work that I do, and what I've seen to find that not only works for me but for other people, is to turn and face your fears. You know, I had a fear of who I was going to be when I quit smoking. Mm-hmm. And when I really sat down on the right-hand side of the page and listed everything that was good about smoking, you know, it was a very short list. But I was terrified of who I was going to be without cigarettes. It could be something this simple, Jody, to something as monumental as recovering from a violent sexual crime. We have a choice to live in fear. And most of the time, in my experience, when we turn and actually face those fears, then we dispel all of those irrational thoughts that our head has, and we go to the honesty and the truth of our heart. Doesn't mean we don't need to be cautious, absolutely. But there is a huge difference in living in fear and being afraid. I live in L.A., you know?
Yeah, this is true, you know. And, you know, I looked up the definition of fear, and, you know, it's the unpleasant emotion that's caused by a belief that someone or something is dangerous or likely to cause pain or threat. And I think a lot of people, when they get stuck in that cycle of functioning from fear, they become afraid of things that haven't even occurred, but they think that they might occur. It starts up a vicious cycle. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. And that's what I was about to say, because I live in Los Angeles, California, and we have earthquakes. Now, here's a choice. I could live in fear of earthquakes, which is irrational, or I could just accept that they may happen. You know, you are afraid when you're woken up at 3 a.m. in the morning with the bed shaking. But
oh, yeah.
that's different. You know, that's a primal fight, flight or fight kind of response. But to live in fear of earthquakes is irrational because, first of all, I've chosen to live in this particular zone. Number two, it's Mother Nature doing what Mother Nature does. And there is no way in the world that any of us can prevent the destruction of Mother Nature if we're choosing to live in this particular environment. None of us is untouched by that. So it's a choice to live in fear like that, to let it rule your life. Let me tell you something very important as far as health. Fear will kill us because it creates stress. You know what it does to the body. It releases all of these things that are chemicals and are hormones and endorphins and all of these other things. And too much of this stuff really does wreak havoc on our human body.
Oh, yeah, it's all connected. It's all connected. Emotion and body, it definitely goes together. And a lot of people that are functioning in fear find that they're having a lot of health ailments, and they don't a lot of times connect the dots that it's emotionally based.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or sugar.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a lot of other things, but emotion does play a big part.
Sure.
In, you know, where our health is headed sometimes. And so, I mean, one of the things that I want to address, and I know we're getting close to another break here, but I want to talk about empathy, you know, and the definition of empathy is the ability to understand and feel the thoughts and feelings of someone else. And yet, I think that a lot of people mistake empathy, or take advantage of somebody that is empathetic towards them. And so I think there's maybe when we can connect how we can be somebody that shows empathy and can still set up those boundaries so we're not taken advantage of because we're being empathetic. Does that make sense?
Yes, and they're totally different. And let's talk about that in just a moment.
Okay.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Everyone, and welcome back to Healing Our World with Mary Toko. I'm Jody Barnett of Harvested Health, and I'm co-hosting today while Mary's away on a medical trip. And today, again, we are talking with Regina Cates, a spiritual teacher, transformational author, and positivity junkie, who's talking about her new book, Lead With Your Heart, Creating a Life of Love, Compassion, and Purpose. And Regina, before the break, we were leading into getting ready to talk about the importance of having empathy and how we can show empathy towards others and yet not allow maybe being having our empathy used against us for people to use it as a tool to walk over us? Do we need to still be able to set boundaries up when it comes to the showing empathy?
Well, showing empathy is you know, empathy is a state of being, and that is being able to see yourself in someone else, being able to see their suffering, being able to share their joy, being able to see yourself in that other person. Setting boundaries is a totally different thing, because there are people out there that will take advantage of kind people, but they only do it once, Jody, you know? Mm-hmm. Here's the responsibility. I have been taken advantage of, but it's only been done one time. Those of us that are empathetic and those of us that are kind and lead with our heart, that makes us the strong ones. Anybody who is really intent on taking advantage of someone else runs into someone like me, and it's going to happen once if it happens at all. So having empathy, being able to see ourselves in all life, being able to appreciate the connection that we have with animals other than human animals, being able to share our connection with someone who is going through breast cancer because we've had a relative that's done that too, that's what empathy is. That's what being able to put yourself in the position of someone else emotionally. And for those of us that walk this particular walk, we really are truly the strong ones, because that's how you lead with your heart. That's how you create the best life possible. If someone wants to come along and take advantage of that, our job is to make sure that it happens. It doesn't happen by being able to feel these people's energy, which happens. You know, you can tell if you're getting ready to be screwed.
Oh, yeah, usually you have a lead
really
in, you can feel it.
But if you can't, which is in my case, you know, there have been times in my life that I have been taken advantage of. Guess what? It happened once. That was it. They were out of my life. Because we do not allow people to take advantage of us more than once. This is where setting boundaries is crucial, because, you know, somebody fools you once, then shame on me, just like Oprah says. You fool me, mm-hmm. No, fools you once, shame on you. Fools me twice, shame on me. So there you have it. You know, the ball is in our court. But that doesn't have anything to do, in my particular experience, with having that ability to see ourselves in another and to feel life move through all of us.
Okay. And now let's touch bases on strong belief system. You know, you talk in the book about you feel that a strong belief system, you know, people have that in place, and it's, we need to question what we believe as being a key to not only healing the planet, as you state, but also to healing ourselves. So explain that a little deeper for me.
Well, it's about asking ourselves hard questions. You know, I told myself for a long time that I thought smoking was good for me. I justified it every which way, and you know, from Sunday, smoking was good for me. It made me calm, all of these other things. So that was a belief that I set up within my own head to justify my continuing to abuse myself and mistreat myself. What I'm talking about in questioning beliefs is that so many of these things that we are taught to believe are just not true. So many of the things that we've been taught around organized religion, so many of the things we've been taught about, you know, xenophobia, which is fear of strangers and foreigners, is just absolutely not true. It's based upon someone's opinion, and opinion, if you look it up in the dictionary, is not fact. It's actually right. Someone's bias. So we need to look at everything that we've been taught to believe from the things that other people told us about ourselves, that we were unworthy, that we were ugly, that we were stupid, all of these things, to what we believe about a supreme being, what we believe about justice, what we believe about, how we can actually make the planet a better place. Let me give you an example. For a long time, people thought the world was flat. That was the belief. Guess what? It's not. For a long time, people thought that global warming was a myth. Guess what? Scientists have proven it. So as long as we hold on to these beliefs because we want to protect what we believe, we don't want it to be different, then we're going to run into real problems, not only individually but collectively. That's when we have to evaluate. That's when we have to look at the evidence and see what's real rather than what we want to pretend to be real.
So that sometimes that belief system then, people may be using that as a crutch, keeping them living in a life that's less than fulfilling, but they allow that belief system to continue to maybe just mislead them.
Quite often. Plus, that belief system, those old ancient belief systems that have been passed down from generation to generation, continue to perpetuate misogyny, misogynistic ideas about women throughout the world. They continue to perpetuate just ignorance on a lot of different planes. And this is the fundamental problems that we're having in the world today. You know, many people are at different levels of awareness, and by that I mean many different levels of really seeking truth and trying to operate from that rather than what they have been taught to believe or rather than what they want to believe. Actually seeking truth, that's something that heart does. So whenever we kid ourselves about anything, it's not to our best advantage. We have to question what we've been taught to believe. We have to question how having violence on television perpetuated throughout our society is creating a culture of violence.
Exactly, exactly. And now, I because I know we're getting close to the end of the show here, I want to make sure that we fit in that aspect of talking about our minds, where our minds kind of take on a life of its own, you know. You know, our thoughts have a lot of emphasis on the decisions we make in our lives, and so, you know, when we're attempting to master our mind, you know, a lot of times, you know, people justify, I think even that is an excuse for bad behavior. You know, oh, my mind just took on a life of its own. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, let's talk about that a little bit, because I think that's a statement and a concept worth trying to squeeze in here.
Well, it is the fundamental one of how you change your life, because it's a lazy excuse, and it's one that I used for years and years. I couldn't control myself. It's part of my, you know, heritage, and I can't change it. You know, the list is endless of the justifications and rationalizations that our mind will make.
It's who I am.
Yeah, but it isn't. See, our thoughts aren't who we are, and that's one of the most important revelations I think that people come to. It's the one that Rene Descartes, the philosopher, came to. I think, therefore, I am. It's not that he was equating thought with thinking, but he was equating, I think that he was really feeling that he was a spiritual being that had control over his thoughts. We are like that too. When I began to master a mind with a mind of its own, then I really got to see how crazy the thoughts were that my mind made up. And here's the key, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the world. Our thoughts create our behavior. Our behavior creates our life. So if we are not in charge of what we're thinking and the motivations behind it, then we are going to create a life that is not thoughtful, that is not purposeful. It is not easy to master a mind with a mind of its own, but it is also not difficult when we stop listening to our mind telling us how hard it is and we just do it. I promise you that is the best gift that any of us could give to ourselves. Because then all of a sudden, Joni, you know what happens? We start seeing the world for what it really is rather than what people are telling us.
Huh? That can be scary for some people.
Well, that's our mind telling us that, see? You gave me a perfect point to illustrate my point. The mind is telling us that when you actually look at the world, it's not nearly as scary. See, that's why we have to master a mind with a mind of its own, because our mind will tell us it's scary, it's too hard, I have to fear, I have to get guns, I have to do all of these other things. You know, if you really step back and looked at it from the beauty of the heart, then we see how wonderful and magnificent. That's what every religion tells us. That's what every ancient belief system tells us. The good parts of that is that we are spiritual beings on great human adventures. But until we master our mind, we will have no clue to that.
Oh, absolutely. The thoughts that we focus on and the things that we choose to, if you're going to constantly choose to think about, oh, I could go outside tomorrow and get mugged or be in a car accident. I mean, your life just becomes stifled because you're just afraid to take any step forward in any different direction. You know, it is really, like you said, you know, it was an automatic statement for me to say, oh, that could be scary for some people to realize. But when you start breaking those glass houses down that we've taken years to build or tradition has helped us to build, you know, through things we've been taught, things we've been told. And I agree with you that I think many people are on a learning search. They're looking for something deeper. So, you know, again, Regina, I really want to take this time to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be our guest speaker. And for those of you that are interested in purchasing Regina's book, you can find Lead With Your Heart available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Again, it's available in paperback. It's for your, you know, you can get it for your Kindle. Her website is romancingyoursoul.com. Gosh, thank you so much for taking the time. I think I'm going to go out and get your book. I think it's going to be worth reading. I'm really glad we had you on the show today.
Thank you very much, Jody.
Okay, and thank all the listeners out there for joining us today on Healing Our World with Mary Toko. Until next week, may you guys please enjoy the rest of your week and go out and get this book. I think you will enjoy it. Thank you.
With financial